are joined on the star line by a friend of the program and associate communications director at Vizio. Time to go binge watching with our friend Chris Woolsey.
Oh my gosh, Sean, thank you so much for having me. This is amazing to be back.
It's always good. You're so kind, my friend. Let's go binge watching Beyond the Mic. Who is the best action star right now in your mind?
Best action star? I'm going to have, you mean just in general, in the world?
In general.
Okay. I'm going to go with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon?
I think he's fantastic. I loved him in the Bourne Identity movies, but what I love about him, unlike some action heroes, he actually has a ton of range. He can do comedy. I loved him in The Martian. I loved him in Ford v Ferrari. There's something about him. He's just eminently watchable. I always believe him, and he's always engaging for me. Air, I love. I don't know. I'll watch anything the guy does.
For me, it's either Jason Statham or Liam Neeson. I'm excited to see Liam's take on The Naked Gun. But do you have anything from either of these two this month?
We have some great ones. One of my all-time favorite movies. We have Jason Statham in Snatch, which was one of his earlier films, directed by Guy Ritchie, who also wrote and directed one of my favorite movies, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I think he really crushes the caper genre in this movie. I cannot say enough good things about it. It has action. It has comedy. It has spectacular art design. I love that Guy Ritchie had a vision for this film, because it could have been mediocre. There's been a lot of mediocre caper films, and I think this one is one of the best in class. I watched it 2 weeks ago before I even knew we were promoting it this month, because I love this movie.
I love Guy Ritchie with his take on Sherlock Holmes. He's an incredible director.
Yep, absolutely. And then for Liam Neeson, we have a fun kind of underworld crime movie called Run All Night. And it's very fun, but it's a lot darker than Snatch. Yeah, it's got intrigue. Liam Neeson is fantastic in it, and it has maybe one of my top three actors of all time, Ed Harris. It's really good. Liam Neeson's son runs afoul of some mobsters, and he needs to make a decision whether or not he's going to support and defend his son, or if he's going to throw him under the proverbial bus. And I think we all know what Liam's going to do.
We know what happens. At least his daughter isn't getting kidnapped.
Exactly. But he does have a certain set of skills. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Which is the better actor, Antonio Banderas or Dwayne Johnson?
Well, you know, Antonio Banderas. I love him in pretty much everything he's ever done with Robert Rodriguez. And yet, then I saw the trailer for The Smashing Machine, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I don't know if you have seen this trailer.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh, it looks intense. It's okay. Apparently a true story, and it looks really compelling. And I love The Rock, and I'm not just saying that because if he punched me, I would never get up again. but I'm saying it because he's always super fun, but he's always a little cartoonish, at least often.
Yep.
A little cartoonish, whereas Antonio Banderas is a little more grounded, but this trailer for The Smashing Machine looks phenomenal, and he has dramatic chops, and I'm so excited to see where his career is going to go if this movie does well for him. So I'm going to actually go with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
So do you have any movies with them this month?
We do. For Antonio, we have Desperado, speaking of Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, what a great movie.
Such a good movie. The sequel, but really, who are we fooling? It's a remake of El Mariachi. It was like, and I love El Mariachi, don't get me wrong. I mean, nothing makes me happier than watching filmmakers with $12 try to make a feature film. Like, I love that. I've read.
But when they make a movie with a dream and $12, when they do get the budget to do some amazing stuff, it makes them so much better. It helps their creativity.
Yes, absolutely. Which is exactly what he did with Desperado. And it's so fun. And the effects are ridiculous. And it was violent exploitation to the nth degree. I loved it.
Now, do you think Desperado was the origination of the violence that we now see in movies like John Wick?
Yeah, boy, that's tough, because I feel like filmmakers like Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino, I feel like they were hearkening back to the exploitation films of the 60s and 70s. Which I think really influenced. And when you watch movies like The French Connection and you look at the like off the charts violence that were in some of those gritty Serpico, things like that, that I think were sort of the catalyst for the excitement of film that filmmakers like Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez had. I think those are probably more responsible for John Wick, but you know, everything's sort of an iteration of another thing. And so I think that those films definitely were influential on seeing things like John Wick, which I love. Monkey Man, you know, like these crazy off the charts violent films. I think they're very interesting.
Since it's back to school time, you've got to have a couple movies with a back to school theme. Right?
We do. That we do. We have a couple, because there is part one and part two. We have the Schwarzenegger classic, Kindergarten Cop, which
it is not a tumor.
Exactly. It's one of the most iconic lines in film history. And I was talking to my wife last night. I'm like, he has so many, for somebody who most people sort of scoff at his acting ability, which I think is a mistake, because I think he is actually a good actor. And I think he moved from being just an interesting set piece to actually being an actor in his, especially in the kind of the later half of his career.
He moved from being a beefcake and a strong man to someone with a little bit of range.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But he has some of the most iconic lines of any actor in Hollywood. I mean,
I'll be back.
It's not a tumor. I kill you last. I mean, there's so many fun little like quips that he has through the years, man. He's amazing. But yeah, so we have Kindergarten Cop. Very fun. He is a police detective who has to pretend like he's a kindergarten teacher in order to track down some ne'er-do-wells. And it's ridiculous and amazing at the same time. It's very fun. But then we also have the sequel, 2016's Kindergarten Cop 2, starring Dolph Lundgren, if you can believe that. Who, by the way, I can't remember if we talked about this before, is not only is he like 11 feet tall and 400 pounds of pure muscle, he's also a genius. So he is a Fulbright scholar and has his master's degree in like chemical engineering from the University of Bonn or some crazy thing.
You think they're smart to know all their lines, and then sometimes their script changes day of or right before a shot. Dolph was engineering smart.
Yeah, crazy, right? My son and I just watched Another Round starring Mads Mikkelsen. And like Christopher Walken, I had no idea he was a dancer, and does the most incredible dance routine at the end of the film. And I looked it up, and of course, he, for like 6 or 8 years before he became a working actor, he was a working dancer and went to you know, dance school and all of that. So highly trained, way smarter than I am.
You're talented, my friend.
Thank you. I feel like my mom's in the room going, you have got a great personality.
Binge watching with our friend Chris Woolsey from Vizio. And a brief reminder, Chris Woolsey is my friend, and I enjoy talking TVs and movies with him. But there is no sponsorship with Vizio, and I do not get anything from them, just like talking with my friend. With that being said, It's time for the Fast Four. Four set of random things, Chris. All you got to do is going from easy to impossible. You're 8 for 8 so far. I'm going to try and stump you this time. See if you can guess what they all have in common. There's no pressure.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
We'll start with easy. Richard Dawson, Linda Hunt, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Linda Hamilton.
Okay. They were all in movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. All Arnold co-stars. But can you name the movies?
Let's see. The Running Man. True Lies for Jamie Lee Curtis. Terminator 1 and 2 for Linda Hamilton. And Linda Hunt. I know she was because the rest of them were, but I can't think. Please help me fill in the gap.
Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, of course. Duh. We just talked about it. Yeah.
A plus, my friend. Medium, Jason Statham, Burt Young, Jason Momoa, and Sir Roger Moore.
Okay. Well, the thing is with you, Sean, your interviews are actually meta because the questions actually like parallel other things we've already talked about, which is bananas. The level of thought that you put into these interviews is just mind-boggling. They are all co-stars of Dolph Lundgren, star of Kindergarten Cop 2. And yes, I can name the film.
All co-stars of Dolph Lundgren. Name them.
Jason Statham was Expendables 4. Burt Young, who, by the way, is one of... Oh, gosh. I mean, next to, like, Bruno Kirby, Burt Young may be my favorite character actor of all time. Pauly from Rocky 4, of course. Dolph Lundgren's famous, if he dies, he dies. And then Jason Momoa was in Aquaman. And Sir Roger Moore would be A View to a Kill.
Very nice. Let's go to the hard question. Brandon Fraser, Benicio del Toro, Kevin Costner, and Casey Affleck.
Can I hear those names one more time?
Brandon Fraser, Benicio del Toro, Kevin Costner, and Casey Affleck.
Okay. They were all Academy Award winners?
That is correct. All Academy Award winners.
Brendan Fraser for The Whale. Benicio del Toro. He won 2 for Best Supporting Actor for Traffic and 21 Grams.
How about Costner?
And Kevin Costner, of course, won Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Film for Dances with Wolves. And Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea.
I can't win. I gotta stump you. Let's go to the impossible. The Painted Veil, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, Snatch, and The Italian Job.
Oh my gosh. How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night, young man?
I don't.
The Painted Veil, Assassination of Jesse James, Snatch, and The Italian Job. I know Brad Pitt's in 2 of them, but that's all I can come up with. I don't know. You stumped me.
All actors, since you forgot.
Oh, they all Norton. Have actors who have played with Ed Norton?
All actors who were in Fight Club.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Horrible. Horrible.
I finally stumped him.
You really are. I'm a large fan.
But try to beat Chris Woolsey in trivia at your own risk, friends. Let's sneak in one more with Chris Woolsey from Vizio. You spent the summer overseas. What's the best thing you saw during your trip?
I have got to say, we saw a lot of great things. We were in Paris and Bruges and Amsterdam and Spain. And while Paris is one of my favorite cities in the world, just so much to see. And Spain was very special because I got to hang out with my beautiful sister and my amazing brother-in-law in a village with 70 people. I have to say the visit to the Corrie ten Boom house was probably the most impactful time or event in our trip. I don't know if you've read The Hiding Place, but yeah. Her family had hid Jews in during the Holocaust in their home and help I mean, they helped hundreds of people get to safety. And it's just when you are actually in the house and seeing how little the house is, even without the hidden room, and the bravery of that family, it's just, I mean, my wife and I were just holding back tears the entire tour. And it was beautiful and inspirational, and it fed our souls. So I would say the tour of the Corrie ten Boom house would be my favorite moment of our European adventure.
Time for the impossible question with Chris Woolsey beyond the mic. Chris, if you can't watch one type of movie, what genre are you tossing out forever? Action, comedy, drama, horror, thriller, adventure, or mystery?
This is hard because each of these categories have films in there that to me are precious and they're gems, and I would be sad if I couldn't watch those films. But if I gun to my head, if I had to pick one, action, comedy, drama, horror, thriller, adventure, or mystery.
You have to get rid of one forever.
Boy, this is tough. I'm going to have to go with horror.
Wow.
While, movies like Halloween and Misery and Session 9, I adore them, but I think if there was one genre that I couldn't watch, I think I would have to go with that, just because I don't know. And it seems like horror's taken a turn now where it's so graphic that it's hard for me to watch, especially as a dad now and having teenage kids in the house. And when you look at what happens to teenagers in horror movies, often it's kind of hard for me to watch. So yeah, that'd be it.
Where can people find Watch Free Plus?
If they have a Vizio TV, they just need to turn it on and go to the Vizio homepage. And right there, they can click on the Watch Free Plus app icon, and it will take them to the Watch Free Plus environment where they can watch tens of thousands of free movies and TV shows. If they don't own a Vizio TV, do not despair, because all they have to do is download the free Vizio mobile app from their favorite app store, sign up for a Vizio account for free, click on Watch Live TV tab, and they will be able to go to over 300 free streaming channels, again, with tens of thousands of movies and TV shows, and they can watch till their heart's content, even if they don't own a Vizio TV.
He'll be back in October to get us ready for Halloween, enjoy the European summer vacation, and eliminated horror forever. He wants you to enjoy movies with Vizio. Chris Woolsey, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Are you kidding me? Highlight of my month. Thanks for having me.
And that, my friends, is Binge Watching Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.